This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm really going to enjoy this segment because I get to sit here and just watch the studio blink because it has electricity going through it, which is a change this week. Trust me on that one when I say it. This
electricity is good, though.
It is very vital in electronic entertainment to have electronic power coming to it, let me tell you. This is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and she has brought her a girl with a gun colleagues, Juliana Crowder and Robin Sandoval, in. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
You know, it is the theory here is that you can make anything creepy when you're telling any group of people something if you end it with ladies. So, like, yes, if you get out there and go, I really like to walk through the women's clothing department, ladies, you know, that kind of thing. So
you,
I feel,
you definitely gave it an edge there, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, I think the whole thing was really wrong.
It's not even my bit. I'm just making a comment about it too. That's the thing. I mean, I think that's Dimitri Martin that came up with that little bit. And when I listened to him, I was thinking, you know, I never had thought of that, but it's true, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, this is, like I said, the weaponized woman. So, Tatiana, if you would be so kind, you take it away, and I will be standing by awaiting.
Absolutely. Well, as many of you already know, throughout the month of August, all of America will be celebrating the NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, month, where they are encouraging Americans everywhere to get out and enjoy this pastime that we all love so much, which is the shooting sports. And they're encouraging us all to bring someone new with us to the range, to spread the joy of shooting in all of its many facets with someone new and to grow this community. So for those of us who frequent the range, if you work at one, if you're a competitive shooter, it's very easy to take for granted that there's roughly two generations worth of Americans who have yet to experience this amazing community that supports the shooting sports. So this evening, we are joined by two women who are making a huge impact in bringing women and their families with them to the range, Juliana and Robin, of A Girl and a Gun. And if you're not familiar with A Girl and a Gun, it is arguably the nation's fastest growing women's shooting organization. So again, welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Tatiana.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So in this evening's hour, I'd really love to pick your brain on your thoughts about ways we as shooters, as people who love firearms and the Second Amendment, can effectively bring new people into the fold, into the sport that we love and this experience that we know is so positive, educational, and safe. And then ways, explain to folks how you've been so successful in doing so over the past 11 years. Now, the more I've gotten to know you, it's become very evident to me that how you're able to connect with people at an individual level, it really starts with the name, A Girl and a Gun. And how you developed it, I think, really frames out an experience that reaches so many people. Can you tell us that story?
So, you know, I get asked that question every once in a while. And actually, one of our facilitators sent me a message the other day saying, how did you come up with this name? And I told her, I said, well, there's a story. I'll send it to you. And so as, you know, as recapping that story, it kind of hit me yesterday while I'm at this event here in Raton, New Mexico for Rocky Mountain 3-Gun. So basically, when I was, you know, coming up with the club, you know, you need to have a name for your club or, you know, whatever project you're doing. So I was looking around, you know, for what are key words that, you know, for women or, you know, ladies and guns, and it, nothing was really reaching out to me. But for some reason, I came up with a girl and a gun. You know, I'm just the everyday girl, you know, and I have a gun. So I thought it was kind of simple. I wasn't sure if it was the right name, but it was the only one I could think of at the time. And a couple months into our meetings, I started noticing just this carefree, this joyful time, this girl time. And it really cemented to me that I came up with the right name, that we're just girls. We're being young. We're being carefree. We're being joyful in each other's company. We're learning something, you know. What was it like when you were a child, a girl, and you didn't have any worries in the world? And if that's what we can do for each other for a couple of hours, you know, once or twice a month, just be together as girls and do it around a hobby that we enjoy, like the shooting sports, it really just it kind of makes me smile whenever I think about it.
You hit the nail on the head. I've experienced this too, that range time really becomes me time. It's an opportunity for so many women to get out there and just do something for themselves, where they're not being judged, where they're not, there's, you know, the pressures of the day can be shed as you walk through the gates or the doors of the range. And you do, you get to just be yourself in a really honest way. And I've noticed that that is really connected with so many people. Robin, what's your experience been?
Well, you know, Juliana started this so many years ago with that concept, that simple concept of women getting together at the range, and it's grown, obviously, throughout the whole country. You know, we have more than 170 ranges across the country that now host a Girl and a Gun event. So this notion of women coming together is such a powerful and a wonderful time for them to really get this information, to get this empowerment, to come together with other women to be resources for them. But what I love about a Girl and a Gun is not only do we create that community, but we give them opportunities and we give them engagement. Because so often people could go to a range on their own, but maybe they want to learn to shoot. They don't know how to start. They may be intimidated to walk into a range on their own. So a Girl and a Gun gives them that invitation to say, come out with us. Come with the girls. You're just going to hang out with us. We've got you. You don't have guns, we've got them. If you don't know what you're doing, we're instructors. We'll guide you through this process. And it really takes so much fear and allows this opportunity for women to really come into our community and to not only meet other women, but they learn to do it right. They get quality education. So I think that that component of opportunity, engagement, and doing it right, along with that sisterhood environment, that real welcomeness, that nature, is really just our secret sauce.
And, you know, to add to that, we have a lot of women who will say, I can't talk about this with my coworkers, or my family doesn't understand, or my other friends don't understand or would never approve. So, you know, it's also a place to, you know, find your like-minded social circle.
Right. I was a closet shooter.
Yeah,
I was a closet shooter for a year. So I understand that mentality.
I like how we're reframing the concept of a safe space. I think that's fantastic. It looks a little different to us, right? So ultimately, again, you've been able to connect to people at an individual level through naming the organization something that's not antiseptic, that really creates an icebreaker, a relaxed environment, takes that militant formality away that is so stereotypical of a training experience and lets them let their hair down and relax, ask all the questions, not be afraid to ask the questions, but also provides a really cohesive experience for somebody that's truly experienced to somebody that is hesitant and nervous and that pale shade of green about handling a gun for the first time. So, ladies, if people are looking to learn more about a Girl and a Gun or find a chapter near them, how can they go about looking for you?
Well, they can find us on our website. agirlandagun.org has a list of all of our chapters nationwide. They can also find us on social media. We have a huge Facebook presence. We also have an app. So for ladies who are not on Facebook, they can join our app. There's a lot of ways for them to get engaged, to get information, and to get that invitation out to the range.
You've also launched a Girl and a Gun Nation, which is a new online publisher network, which has incredible resources. The website is an incredible resource. Your blog is like the best kept secret in the entire firearms community. So go on the website, check it out. There is an immense, immense amount of information, knowledge, and resources at your disposal.
And with that, we'll be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman. You are listening to Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. So, you know, the one thing I like about my show is my show seems to, people relax on my show when they come on my show. It relaxes me, too. Like, I don't mind telling you that I'm sort of, I've always been in the closet about wanting to be able to make the perfect Belgian waffle. But I digress. This is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Do we've got her back, right? We have Tatiana?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Waffles, huh? So, when I come down there and we finally do some filming, I'm going to expect Belgian waffles.
They're going to be about 4 or 5 inches high, too. I mean, you have to look over the edge.
I'm
going to
need a steak knife, and we'll be all good.
Steak and a steak knife and one of those power steak knives, too, like a chainsaw or something.
Oh, we have those for starving turkey. All right, done deal.
Yeah, okay. But you have at it now.
And now everyone that's listening is hungry and is craving maple syrup. All right, so segueing into the next segment, let's talk about how we go about bringing someone with us to the range. Now, I have a funny story, and the school year wrapped up for my kids, and they had a final field day event. And so I go, and I watch these kids run these fun little games and tug-of-war. It was adorable. And standing there, I had a really interesting experience with two sets of moms. I had one mom come up to me, and she kind of slide-saddled up, and she's like, "So, I just wanted to let you know." And she looks around all warily. "I know what it is that you do." And I had to look at her and be like, "Oh, okay." She's like, "It's awesome. When can I come out and shoot with you? When can I learn more?" And she was all excited. And so, you know, we very quietly talked about, "All right, absolutely. And you know how to find me, my website. And you know, okay, you know where I teach. I teach at Howells and Gray, and we'd love to have you." And so she's become a regular at the range. It's wonderful. She was very quiet about it, though, because, you know, the social shaming concept is very real. And obviously we don't talk about certain things out loud at school. However, she couldn't help herself. She had to come up and say hi and let me know she wanted in. And then a few minutes later, she's walked away. I had another set of moms come up, and they came up to me, and they said, "So we just want to let you know." And they gave me this really judgmental look. "We know what you do." And I was like, "Oh, that's the other side of that coin there, isn't there?" And so I said to them, it was awful. It's like, "Oh, no, I'm in so much trouble." I'm like, "Well, you know, if you have any questions, I'd love to answer any questions you may have. And, you know, if there's anything that you see on the news or that you're curious about, I'd be more than happy to talk with you about it." And they're like, no, we know everything we need to know about what you do." I was like, "Okay, so that's the brick wall, and I don't really know how to get through that." So you seem to typically have these two very distinctive camps, which are the real quiet closet shooters, and then the whole they're taking a strong wine with you. And then a couple weeks go by, and I get an interesting phone call. One of those moms had a home invasion at her summer camp on the lake, and her whole attitude about what it is that I do, in air quotes, had fundamentally changed. And so she scheduled a private lesson, and her whole perspective and outlook on this world that we know and love so well is a completely different thing. It's come on the opposite end of the spectrum now that she has a personal need and desire to incorporate these into her life. Now, a girl in a gun does a phenomenal job of interfacing with people at each one of those stages, the curiosity or the need or the I'm taking a hard line and no, and how to engage with people in an active conversation. Now, ladies, you have a blog that you write about how to bring in new people. Robin, tell us a little bit about the invite a new shooter to the range.
Well, we've made it really simple steps so that anybody can extend an invitation to a non-shooter or even an anti-gunner. Sometimes when you plant those seeds, eventually, you know, in this woman's case, God forbid, something happens and that opens her eyes or maybe changes her mind about her vulnerability or the knowledge that she wishes she had. You know, maybe she suddenly realized she didn't know what she thought she knew. So, you know, we always want to plant those seeds for the non-gunners and the anti-gunners, because you never know when someone's going to want that invitation. And I think the number one way to invite someone to the range is to ask them. Those conversations come up all the time when someone says, "What do you do?" or, you know, "What do you enjoy doing?" or "What are your hobbies?" Say, you know, I'm a competitive shooter, or "I enjoy going to the range. Do you want to join me? There's a girls' night out." Those kinds of things can come up in conversation that don't necessarily have to be professionals like us, although I think it does come up quite a bit more for those of us who are professionals. But even when people talk about their hobbies, "What do you enjoy doing?" Say, "I'm going to go to a match this weekend. This is something that I enjoy doing." There's always kind of time to sprinkle that in and just let people know that this is something you enjoy, and perhaps they would enjoy it also.
I mean, this a little bit. Make a time to meet, you know, so set a date or, you know, make it a scheduled activity, because we all know how scheduled we are. You know, pick a nice, clean facility to go to that somebody won't be uncomfortable at. You know, there's always ranges that are a little bit more female-friendly. You know, make sure you have eyes and ears for her. Be prepared with things that she might need, you know, to make this experience great. And go, you know, most importantly, just go with an open mind. And, you know, for what I tell, you know, any of my anti-gunner friends that I can maybe convince to come or someone who's scared, it's like, you know, you don't have to love it, and if you don't love it, it's okay, but I want you to try it, because then now you really have an experience to base your opinion on. If you've never shot a firearm, if you've never been in a shooting range, how do you know you don't like it? And then how can you speak out against something that you've never experienced? And you know what? For a lot of people, that just is a very logical argument, and they go, and they want to hate it. But a lot of the times they just can't, because it, you know, shooting is a fun sport. And then when they understand the hows and the whys and, you know, how all the firearms work, and they understand that it just doesn't go bang, you know, that they have control over this tool for self-defense, then they're more open to that conversation. You know,
It's also setting them up for a good experience, too, by letting them know what to expect. And I think that's true for any shooter, whether it's your first time to go shoot trap or your first time to go to a competitive match or your first time to come to an indoor range or an outdoor range. I remember my own sister embarrassed me to death when we went to this tactical range in the middle of nowhere, and she didn't have her eye protection with her, and she said, oh, I'll just get it at the pro shop. And
no, she said gift shop.
Oh, gift shop. The gift shop. We are in the middle of nowhere at a tactical range. So I think just letting someone know what the venue is like, what to expect, what kind of equipment they need, what gear to have, and of course, if it's a brand new, we have equipment for them. But that always, giving people kind of a heads up about the range etiquette and what they're walking into is always a really empowering way to want them to come also.
I couldn't agree more. Now, for those interested, go to agirlandagun.org. The article and blog is Invite a New Shooter to the Range. And there is a laundry list of fantastic tips, things to consider that you may not have thought of before about ways to make that experience a really positive one, how to spark that conversation, because it can make or break the experience with, one, be nice, two, ask what their thoughts are and be open to their questions and make sure that when they're coming with you, that they trust you to make sure that their foray into this new range world is a positive one. So, agirlandagun.org.
And with that, we'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
We haven't really faced a hurricane of this magnitude in as far as history as I can remember. It's going to be a new experience for everybody. I'm hoping and praying that it'll diminish in strength.
The mayor of Maui talking about Hurricane Lane as it weakens to a Category 2 hurricane, although the storm is still headed toward Oahu. Shelters have been set up across the state, and parts of the island could see upwards of 40 inches of rain. Today, President Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to cancel his upcoming trip to North Korea, saying there has not been sufficient progress on the denuclearization talks. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah explains what denuclearization means to the United States.
When I think of denuclearization, I think of actually removing all nuclear weapons from the peninsula, which of course is North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Okay, why is this happening? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by... Oh, no, let's not even say that. I've already done that. I'm just so happy to have electricity. Yeah, it's the little things in life. Tonight is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is the long segment, ladies, so please, please feel free to just behave and, you know, don't get into any shenanigans, but have a good time.
We're just a wild and crazy crowd. Can't you tell? I mean, it's really hard for us to keep it together.
You need to go and watch some Steve Martin if you're going to use that sentence.
Okay. I'll work on my delivery. Well, in this segment, we want to transition from just bringing a new individual to the range, to that individual then bringing a friend, to how do we then get an entire family to participate? I'm seeing the tide shift from women being coerced into learning to shoot by their husbands to women who are learning to shoot from their own curiosity, from interacting with other gunslinging women, and then who are then bringing their husbands and their families with them to the range once they've made that space their own. It's a really incredible thing to watch happen. An entire family, a whole new generation of individuals who don't come from a background where firearms and their family members coexisted, to then being curious and interested and engaged in making gun safety a family affair. And that is something that A Girl and a Gun has done so, so very well. And again, the premise of the NSSF Month, which is to broaden our community and open and welcome more people into it. What are you seeing, Juliana, when it comes to mothers and daughters and bringing that next generation to the range?
Well, you know, it's
it's so interesting because if you talk about mothers and daughters, we tend to think about, you know, young moms with young daughters or, you know, preteens. But then we also see, you know, like our more mature moms and their adult children coming together to do something. So we're seeing it across all age generations. But the coolest thing, I think, is, you know, you take the word soccer mom, and now we have words like range mom or range dad. And these parents are bringing their kids in, and these children are competitive shooters in so many different genres, in the action shooting sports or the clay targets or, you know, the precision rifle or the Olympic shooting sports. And, you know, you're just seeing these kids and these parents on the range, and this is their family time. So, you know, it's no longer just soccer fields or baseball fields or football fields. It's the range time that these families are doing together, and that these kids are the athletes and the parents are the supporters and the educators. It's so sweet to just watch that dynamic. And it's a beautiful thing to see. I love watching, and of course, girls' nights out are for women only, but we see moms bring their sons with them. You know, I've had a couple moms bring their little boys, and these kids just do phenomenal. You're surrounded by a bunch of moms who want them to succeed, and it's the most beautiful, nurturing thing. There's wonderful pictures of these little guys with their first targets because they went to shoot for the first time with their mom, which is right. A really and unique thing.
Yeah, I'm a boy mom. I don't have any little girls, you know, so I mean, I get to spend time with, you know, other people's daughters. But, you know, for me to go out on the range with my sons and share that experience with them and be this person to that in their eyes where they seem I'm in control of this very powerful tool and that I have this authority that's, you know, like kind of outside the household, you know. But then they see me in this different light of empowerment and authority and leadership. And it kind of changes how my boys think about me as a woman and, you know, as their mother. And that respect that I see them coming from me or, you know, from them has just strengthened our relationship. So, I don't know, I can't quite articulate it, but I think you know what I'm talking about. They just see me a little differently, and I like that.
What I love is that they're exposed to this whole different community that is really this wonderful supportive community that's also very empowering, that's also very respectful of veterans and sacrifice and our constitutional rights. And that's something that many other families don't talk about as often as our families, to be grateful for where we live and to be grateful for what we have. And I just think that bringing our kids into these communities, I love telling people that all these kids that are shooters, all of our junior shooters, are the kids that everybody would want to have. They're all in AP classes, and they're good kids, and they're smart kids, and they're used to being on the shooting range where they have responsibility.
They're respectful. They're, you know, kind-hearted. They do community service. I mean, these are the all-American kids. And unfortunately, you know, junior shooters are not the spotlight when we're talking about, you know, an underage person in firearms that does something bad. You know, they're being ignored, and it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. But you both have hit on something that is absolutely crucial. And how A Girl and a Gun has been so successful in bringing these whole family units together, because you're describing an experience, you're describing a dynamic that is beyond lead and bullets and explosives and the machine. It's more than just about shooting. It's about coming together and rebuilding this tradition that's kind of been lost. Now, A Girl and a Gun facilitates this at the range, and it sparks a bigger conversation about a family safety plan as well as some medical stuff. Robin, you just recently took your son as well as some other Girl and Again members to the Stop the Bleed program.
Yeah, I took my son. He's 12, and I felt that it was time. He's going into middle school, and this was something that knowledge I really wanted him to have. We've always talked about it at the home front, but I really felt that he was ready for formal education. So we went to a Stop the Bleed class. And it was eye-opening for him to hear how quickly someone can perish if there's life-threatening bleeding, but also very empowering for him to know that he can help somebody in when those seconds count, that he's fully equipped and fully knowledgeable and able to help. And that was, I thought he might be scared at that concept, and he was actually really excited to know that he could really make a difference for someone.
It is fascinating to see these young people step up and impress us with just how much they're capable of. The range is a wonderful place to have that happen. And then all of the other facets that surround it, be it self-defense, personal development. A Girl in a Gun has a program called Tactical Fufu, which is an amazing personal growth program, as well as the medical program, which has become a nationwide initiative for Girl in a Gun members to all experience the Stop the Bleed program and have those life-saving tools and skills at their disposal. So a round of applause for you ladies for making that happen. I'm seeing chapters from coast to coast, border to border, post these programs that they're having dozens of women and their families participate in. So it is absolutely making a phenomenal change.
Well, you know, it just went from let's get together and have some social time and make friends to this is real life. And we have an opportunity to really make an impact on those real lives. So all of the programs have just, you know, come together from the members, you know, and the girls, you know, coming together and saying, this is what's important to me. We want more. And Robin and I are just so fortunate, you know, to bring you on board as well to provide these opportunities. It's just such a special experience.
And it just keeps growing and evolving, and I am honored to be a part of it. It's a lot of fun. So, again, ladies and gentlemen listening, I encourage you to go and follow A Girl in a Gun online at agirlinagun.org, as well as on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're curious if there's a community in your area, there is a place on the website that allows you to find a chapter near you. We're also finding lots of interest in individuals looking to start a chapter. So if you're curious about how you can bring or make a chapter in your area, we have those resources available for you online.
And with that, you are listening to The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and the ladies from A Girl with a Gun. Should we start planning for the SHOT Show thing to where we could maybe get all the girls with a gun in one spot and shoot video or something? Last time we didn't really plan that, and I'm trying to get a head start on things. Okay, since nobody's going to take that one up, I'll take it up. Yes, Bill, we're going to definitely do whatever you want, whenever you want, as often as you want to do it. Okay, Bill? Especially that whole video thing. Thank you.
Hey, Bill, we have some questions for you.
Certainly.
When was the last time you took a new person to the range?
I haven't taken a new person to the range, but today I had to call AT&T for my connected car account because I'd asked them to start doing auto pay, and of course they failed. So they were about to turn it off, and I was trying to pay it, and I was speaking to a nice young lady named LaTanya. And she was asking me when I was giving her my card, because my card says Lock and Load, what that meant. I told her I was in radio and I talked about this stuff. And she was like, you know, I've been afraid of a gun all of my life. Why should I carry a gun? And I told her. And the biggest reason I make for anybody to carry a gun is that whoever we are, wherever we are, we're somebody's parent, we're somebody's child, we're somebody's boyfriend, girlfriend, son, daughter, husband, wife. So we have an obligation to the ones we love to show up every day we can until we can't no more. And being taken out by a carjacker or, you know, a smash and grab or whatever, that's just not acceptable in my particular day. So I haven't taken her. I couldn't take her to the range, but I think I've talked her into looking into carrying a gun.
Well, what gun would you advise her to get? If you were to advise a woman to get a gun, what do you recommend?
One of my favorite guns to carry. Because if you do a little bit of modification to it, and when I say modification, just add a little plate to the bottom of the magazine, is the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Because it's narrow, it's easy to hide, and if you put a +2 on it, you got a 10-round gun. They shoot really well. I'm not one of those out there trying to compensate for anything, so I do have big old guns that I carry as well when I want to feel tough. But sometimes when I'm just wanting to conceal and be concealed, because like in South Carolina, we don't have any provision for open carry. So we have to conceal carry, and that's when I suggest the Glock 19. I tell any woman I speak with, though, that they can shoot any gun I can shoot, and they probably can shoot it better.
Good. I'm so glad take, you know, 90% of the time when a man recommends a gun for a woman, we all kind of cringe a little bit, but I have to agree, the Shield is a great gun.
Well, I was a range safety officer at a concealed carry class, and everybody on my side was female. And there was this one lady that was shooting a Smith & Wesson 6.42 revolver, which you would think, when you like go to the gun store and the gun store experts say, well, you, little lady, I tell you what, the gun for you to carry is this little baby right here, the 6.42. Now, there was another lady there that had a full-sized, older Smith & Wesson 9mm. And, I mean, that girl could shoot. I mean, she could shoot. I mean, she just punching a fist in it. This lady with the 6.42, she was busting her hand up. I mean, I had to go get her some duct tape to close the wound on her hand. So...
I think people don't realize, too, nowadays, with so many holsters available to women, and there's so many great companies that have come onto the market, that we have more carry options than ever before to carry larger guns. So the difficulty to conceal has really faded with the great products coming online for us.
Well, the other gun, a lot of them had those little Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380s with the sight on it, and they were like, they thought it was great until they had to shoot it. And then when they had to shoot, I said, you need a gun that all three of your fingers that are not the trigger finger has something to rest on. This isn't T. You're not going to T. Your pinky doesn't need to be out there. You need to be gripping the gun. So, I never recommend a caliber below 9mm for anybody. And for women, like I said, women have more options to carry and they're better shots. So.
I think we all agree, right, Tatiana? Julian.
Yes, we agree. Agreed.
Did I pass that test? Am I a winner? Anyway, okay.
We recently did a survey for the best carry guns that our instructors, we sent a survey out to all of our female instructors throughout A Girl and a Gun and asked them what they carried and what they recommended. And it was a really great compilation. We got a lot of great feedback. And surprisingly, a lot of people kind of drifted to the same firearm. And it ranged in caliber from 9mm to 380. It kind of just depended on what people were wearing and where they were going. But it sparked a really great conversation, and we posted that on our blog. It's the best concealed carry guns for women. So your listeners might want to check that out.
Everybody should check that out because, I'm a big believer in trying to induce shock trauma. Except I know enough about handguns, and that's why I hold the line at the 9mm caliber, because any of them are weak in comparison to a rifle. So with 9mm, I'm probably going to have to shoot somebody, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 13 times. I don't know, for it to work, for them to stop, because if I have to shoot somebody, my whole goal is going to be to de-animate them and make them stop whatever it is they're doing that made me think they had to be shot in the first place.
That's a whole other scary, wonderful, scary topic that we can get into. But, the thing that I love seeing is that there are more and more retail venues out there willing to inform women about an actually good fitting gun for them and not just a snub-nosed lightweight revolver because you can't function. It's going to be too complicated for you, dear. So we're drifting away from that old trend into a much better place where we're fitting people with the good stuff. So I'm very happy to hear that. But, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you gotten your wife to the range yet?
Well, she actually, now, I forgot to tell you this, didn't I? She actually wants to, she went with me to Tactical Response. And there were some female students there. And she has decided she wants to shoot. And to that end, I have our mutual friend, Roger Ward, is making her a Glock 19-sized gun. And she wants to take some training with my buddy JT, the SWAT officer down here. And she wants to take some training with Tatiana.
Well, we can make that happen. We can absolutely make that happen.
Uh-huh,
well, you know,
uh-huh.
It's kind of funny because it's like once people meet you, then you're not so scary.
Who, me?
Well, you and me, and, you know, it can be intimidating, but once you meet people in person, I mean, NRAM is so great for that, and NRA annual meetings is so wonderful because you get to meet normal people. It's not just business to business like SHOT Show, and you get to pick their brains about what's their favorite carry gun and, you know, what was your first experience coming to the range like, and it's wonderful for that. You also get to meet the really curious folks.
I
have to tell you, I was in Sam's Club last week shopping for this event that I'm at. I'm at a shooting event this week, and I was bringing food. And I was in Sam's Club, and I was wearing a Girl in a Gun shirt. And I had made eye contact with this, you know, older lady at the pharmacy counter. And I was checking out, and she was leaving. And she stopped me, and she said, you know, I'm thinking about getting my concealed handgun license, and what would be the right gun for me? And I have questions, and I said, I can help you with that. And I wrote down the phone numbers, and I said, here, contact, you know, here's the lady in your neighborhood that's going to help you. We, you know, that is such an excellent example of that we are everyday people and that we're not scary. Once, you know, we're in your community and we're approachable, and that's the exciting part about it, is when you're in the grocery store and someone asks you a question, it just makes me feel like what we do is so valuable.
It is. It's absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. And I'm thrilled, Bill, that your wife is wanting to come. She is absolutely lovely.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, every time we go to the Nighthawk booth, she's picked out this one gun, and old Stone will walk over to him and be like, hey, Kim, you know you want that gun. You go ahead and order that, and I'll work out something with Bill. Don't you worry about that. So, you know, and we got about a minute and 20 seconds, Tatiana. And okay. I don't have time to respond to you on the – Tatiana and I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, BTS. But,
right.
Yes, so she very much comes down on your school of thought. And, you know, I think the thing to tell all women is that whatever gun you want to carry is really going to be dependent upon how serious you're going to be about it, because there's all manner of ways for ladies to carry. But, I mean, you can carry the biggest and the heaviest, or you can carry the lightest and easiest to conceal, and everything in between. And make it work, and you can shoot it, and you can control it, and you can be highly, deadly proficient with it. So,
I agree. Now, Juliana, you've got some things happening with the Girl in a Gun that support the NSSF Month. Can you tell us about that real quick?
We got 30 seconds.
So much, it's so much fun. We have Bring a Friend Month. Bring a Friend is our theme for the month of August. And we have this special contest where if you bring a friend to a girls' night out or a breakfast and bullets or a Saturday event or a clinic, and you take a picture with you and your friend, and you can go to our website. We have a spot where you can upload it and tell us about the experience and who you brought and why you were there. And we have a couple of giveaways for not only our member, but the friend that came, too. You know, so we just have some really fun contests, just, you know, in the spirit of the NSSF Let's Go Shooting Month. And we've had some wonderful entries of just, you know, people all over the country. It's awesome to see.
Ladies, thank you. Tatiana, I'll be in touch. We'll talk training.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.